I want to read this evening and preach this evening in the book of Luke, chapter number 17. The book of Luke, chapter number 17. And when you found your place, if you would please stand to your feet in reverence to the Word of God. The book of Luke, chapter number 17, begin reading in verse number 11. The Bible says, "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." We've been going through a series on other Sundays of At Jesus' Feet. And I feel like it would be good for us to go back to Jesus' feet one more time. I want to preach this evening with God being our helper, lingering at Jesus' feet. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father God, Lord, I thank you, Father. God, for everything that you do. God, I thank you, Father, for saving my soul. God, when I was on my way to a devil's hell, God, you come by, and God, you lifted me up out of that horrible pit, and God, you set my feet on a solid rock. And Father, I thank you, God, for the calling that you placed on my life. God, I thank you, Father, for your scriptures, God. Lord, I pray that you would open it to us tonight. God, help us to hear and to do what the Word says for us to do. Father, let us not have man's words, God, but have your words. Father, I pray that you'd fill us up with your Spirit. Father, I pray tonight, God, that everything that be said and done would be in your name. And Father, we give you praise and glory for everything that you do. In the name of Jesus, amen. We see here that there is Jesus, and he's coming. He's coming through Jerusalem. He's passing through Samaria and Galilee. And he enters into a certain village. I'd like to tell you tonight that a certain Savior entered a certain village at a certain moment in time. And when this moment in time happened, there happened to be 10 lepers standing there. And I want to see firstly tonight the lepers' condition. These lepers, they are standing on the outskirts of the city. They are not allowed to be around society. They are outcasts because leprosy is a very contagious disease. They lose feeling. They have disfigurement. They have sores all over. And this would lead to a physical death in their life. But also, they have this physical death that would take an extensive amount of time, but they have a social death immediately, meaning they are cast out from their families. They are cast out from the village that they live in. They are cast out from the world, and they are off on their own. They are not allowed to live inside the walls of the city. I would like to tell you tonight that leprosy is an inward disease, much like sin is an inward disease. Even though you see this leprosy on the outside of the body, there is a cause of the disease inside of their body. And this disease is lying beneath the surface. There is sores and other problems, but the cause runs deeper than what you can see on the outside. And sin is the exact same way that we see in today's life that we have. You may see something on the outside, but sin, it is dark and vile on the inside. And we are sinners. Every one of us are sinners. The root of sin, it runs deep, and it proceeds from a sinful heart. Matthew 15:19 says, "For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murderers, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, and blasphemies. So just like these lepers, they would have had this disease long before it begins to show. It would go through a certain amount of time before the spots or the sores begin to show on their body. They had this disease for a while before they get physically showing that they have leprosy. And all of us, we are sinners. And sin, it begins inside, but eventually it'll start getting out on you on the outside. You may think you can hide your sin from people. You may think you can hide your sin from the world. You may think you can hide your sin from God. But I'll tell you tonight that your sin will get out on you. Just like this leprosy disease. Maybe they had it. Maybe they had some sort of test that they stuck up their nose and they found out that they had leprosy. But they went about their life hoping maybe nobody will ever find out that I have leprosy. Maybe nobody will ever find out that I am sick. And there's a lot of us, we come into church and we have sin running deep into our lives. And we come into church and we sit back and we say, maybe they won't know that I've sinned. Maybe they won't know what I've done. Maybe I can hide it all. Maybe I can put on a good suit and people won't know what I'm doing. Maybe I can put on a nice dress and people won't know what I'm doing. Maybe my makeup will cover up the sin that I'm doing behind the scenes. But I promise you tonight that your sin will get out on you. And I think nextly that leprosy is a horrible disease. It is a disease that could be felt. They would come with some uncomfortable things in their life. The sores would be uncomfortable, but then they would begin to have numbness in areas. Maybe their fingers begin to get numb. And a lot of leprosy people, they lost limbs during leprosy. It's not because it made their arms fall off or their fingers fall off, but it's because they went numb and they couldn't feel the pain that made their finger fall off. I'll tell you tonight that sin is the exact same way. We can get numb to our sin. We can go through the motions of life, and we can go and we can do horrible, horrible sins and not think a thing about it. Why? Because we have grown accustomed to that sin. We have grown numb to that sin. The pain of that sin no longer pains us anymore. And we sit back and we are numb to what the sin has done to us. This is the same as leprosy. They have lost the sense. They have become numb. And I believe also it has a terrible odor. This aroma, it would drive other people away from these people with leprosy. They would have a stench about them that nobody would want to be around that person. I'll tell you tonight, this sin, it has an odor. And it is a stench in the nostrils of an Almighty God. He does not enjoy the smell of our sin that we do. And it is a terrible odor to our Lord. It could also be heard. Leprosy would attack their vocal cords. They would eventually not be able to talk as good as they once talked. This disease would take away their ability to speak. And I believe tonight that our sins will take away our ability to speak the things of God. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Your sin tonight, it can be heard. Whatever you're hiding on the inside will eventually come out of your mouth sooner or later. And then we see in all these ways that leprosy is horrible. It finds its way into clothing. It finds its ways into the walls of a home that the leper is living in. And sin will do that. Sin can destroy families. Sin can destroy homes. And if it is not dealt with, it will make itself manifested in your home. Leprosy is a horrible disease, and it could not be kept hidden. And your sins tonight, it cannot be kept hidden. There is no hiding your sins from God. There is no hiding this disease from God. God knows all about it. It is also a separating disease. They put these people on the outside of the walls. Your sin, it will separate you from the presence of an almighty God. If you get caught into sin, it will take away your ability to call upon the name of Jesus until you get that sin straightened out with Him. Once you're forgiven, you'll be able to pray. You'll be able to be heard. But I'll tell you tonight that if you do not deal with this disease, it will separate you from an almighty God. And so we see also that they would not be able to go into the temple as they are outcasts from the society. They are outcasts and they are not allowed to go inside of the temple. Back then, the temple is where they went to worship God. That is where they went to have their sins cleansed. And that is where God made Himself manifested in His presence. And sin does the same to us. It keeps us from serving in a relationship with God. And I tell you tonight that this person, they could not heal themselves. There is no natural remedy to this back in these days. There is no diet. There is no exercise plan to remove leprosy from their life. There is no vaccine to remove leprosy from their life. There is no ointments. This disease could not be touched. It could not, there was no cure. But I think of a man named Naaman, that God come by to him and told him that he could be healed of his leprosy. And he went, he washed in the pool, and God healed him of his leprosy. I tell you tonight that what is impossible with man is possible with God. I tell you tonight that just like leprosy, sin cannot be cleansed by anything that you can do. There is no good work that you can do to cleanse yourself of your sin. There is nothing you can do to get out of your sin on your own. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. But then the Bible goes on to say, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We see that these men, the Bible says that they cried out, they saw Jesus, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And the Bible says, and when he saw them, he said unto them, I see secondly, the Lord's compassion. The Lord has some compassion. When it says, when he saw them, Jesus looked at them and he saw that they have leprosy. Jesus looked at them and saw what they are. But he also saw what their need was that day. He looked at them and knew that they needed a cure. He looked at them and knew that they needed a Savior. And I think tonight, when he come by my way, he looked at me and saw me for what I was, a wretched sinner. But he looked at me and said, I know what you need, and I'm coming to get you and let you know what I can do for you. And I think tonight about the Good Samaritan, as he was walking along his way, and there was a man that fell among the thieves on his way down from Jerusalem to Jericho. And he fell among the thieves, and a Levite passed him, and then a priest passed him, and they would not help him. But a certain Samaritan come by and picked this man up out of what he was in, out of being left there for dead by the thieves. That is what Jesus has done for me. That is what Jesus has done for you. I think about how he got down with that man that was laying there left for dead. And he looked at him and he had compassion on him. He saw him for what he was. He saw that he was beaten up. He saw that he was bloody. But yet he had compassion on him. Jesus looks at these lepers and he sees what they are. He knows that this is a wretched disease. He knows that they're going to die, but he has compassion on them. And so we see that though he knows that they're unclean, he knows that they are outcasts, but he knows that they have a death sentence hanging over their head. He looks at them with compassion. When I was unclean and undone, and I was on my way to a devil's hell, Jesus come by to me, and He come to me, and He saw me, and He said, I love you. I came for you. I died for you, and I've come to save you. And that is what He's doing here with these men with leprosy. He is seeing that their situation is very real. He sees that the sin that's hanging over their head is very real. Tonight, if you are not saved, you have a death sentence hanging over your head, and it is very real. Tonight, if you are saved, you once had a death sentence hanging over your head, and it was very real to you. You were on your way to a devil's hell when one day Jesus came by, and He saw you for what you were, and He looked beyond your fault, and He come by and He said, I can make you clean. I can make you whole. Here's what to do. And that is what Jesus is doing for these men with leprosy. Here's what He says to them. He says, go show yourselves unto the priest. He sees them that they're going to die. He sees them that they are unclean. But He says, I can help. I think about how the Bible talks about in Ephesians, about how man is so vile, about how man is unclean, about how man's sins is wretched. But the Bible says in Ephesians 2, verse 4, it says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. For by grace are ye saved. I tell you tonight, I was once a stranger to an almighty God. I was once lost and undone. But there was a day when I was on my way to a horrible pit that Jesus come by my way and He saved me. But God came into my life. These men, they were sitting on the outskirts of this city. They were sitting by. They knew that they were going to die. They're wretched. They're vile. They're unclean. They're going to die. They're away from their families. Nobody cares for them. Nobody loves them. And they're just sitting there day after day after day after day, ever since this sentence has come upon them, ever since they caught this disease, they're just waiting to die on the outskirts of the city. When one day, a man named Jesus comes walking through and comes to the walls, and they look and they say, that's that man we've heard stories about. And they cry out, they say, Jesus, Jesus, Master, Master. And when Jesus hears them, He turns, He looks at them, and He tells them, go show yourselves unto the priest. He did not heal these men right there on the spot. Jesus is more than capable of going up to them and putting His hand on them and healing them from their leprosy. He's done it before. He's healed people from leprosy before by touching them. But this is not the plan that He had chosen for these 10 men. He's choosing a different method of how they are going to get their healing. He could have went up and just talked to them and said, be healed, and they be healed. But instead He said, go show yourself to the priest. That means that they have to have faith in His word. They heard what Jesus can do because they knew who it was walking through the village. They knew that that was Jesus. They knew that Jesus could have mercy on them. That's what they said, have mercy on us. Help us. Cleanse us. And He said, I will, but you have to have faith. I tell you, I could have sat back that night when I was on my way to hell. And I could have just sat there and I could have cried out for the Lord to save me in my seat. But I knew that I had to make a step of faith out of my seat and go down to the altar. And there I could say, Jesus, I place my faith in you. And that's what Jesus is wanting these men to do here. He is wanting them to have some faith. And the Bible says, and it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Can't you see these 10 lepers? They hear what Jesus has just said. Go and show yourself to the priest. And so here they go. They hear the word and they're like, all right, Let's try it. And so they go and they start walking into the city. And I believe that people's probably yelling at them and saying, "You're unclean, get away, get away. You're unclean, you're not supposed to be out here. You're supposed to be out on the street, out on the wall. You're not supposed to be inside the city." But as they keep walking, the spot goes away. And as they keep going, another spot goes away. And then poof, and poof, and poof, and poof. And they just start getting healed. And once, where they were just barely walking because of their disease, now they can start to gallop. Then they can start to run. And they start saying, "I've been healed. I've been healed. I'm not unclean no more. I have been healed." And they're running to the priest to go and show themselves to the priest so that they can get it back into society. So they can go back home to their families that they had to leave behind. And now they have been made whole. But we see that one of these lepers was different than the other nine of them. One of them, he's a Samaritan. And he turns back and he starts to go to Jesus. These other nine, they are on their way to show themselves to the priest. But we see one man turned back. I see lastly and thirdly, the lone consideration. The one of the ten, that's 10% of these men with leprosy, comes back to where Jesus is. You see, he is a Samaritan. That means that he does not have a priest because he's not a Jew. These other men, they're headed back to the priest to show themselves to the priest. But this Samaritan does not have a priest to show himself to. So he turns around and he comes back to Jesus. And the Bible says that he glorified God and that he fell at Jesus' feet. Josh, would you stand up? We see that this man, he's running. He's been cleansed, but he turns around and the rest of them are going. And he says, "I ain't got a priest." And he comes back and he says, "Oh, Jesus, I praise you. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Oh, Jesus, thank you for healing me. I ain't got a priest, but Jesus, I'm trusting you to be my priest." Thank you. Jesus is his priest. For you and me, when we got saved, Jesus became our priest. You see, when Jesus, before Jesus came to this earth to bleed and to die for our sins, everybody that was a Jew, they had to go to the priest for remission of sins. And then the priest had to go inside the Holy of Holies and sprinkle the blood on the mercy seat for the sins of the people. And that is how they cleansed for their sins. But then Jesus came, the Messiah, came and gave his life, bled and died for you and for me. And he was on the cross, and he died, and he was buried. But on the third day, he rose up victorious over hell, death, and the grave. And then we see that when Jesus, he went to the mercy seat, and he took his blood that he shed, and he put it on the mercy seat for you and for me. And the veil that was once there was torn. And in that moment, Jesus became our high priest. We ain't got no need to go to a priest and say, "Father, forgive me, for I have sinned." We ain't got no need for that, because Jesus paid it all. And because Jesus gave his life for us. And we have a high priest, and his name is Jesus. And we have eternal access to the throne of an almighty God. I think about in the book of Esther, when she's there as the queen, she has a problem. Her whole people is going to die. And so Mordecai says, "You've got to go and tell the king that we've got to do something about this decree that the Jews are going to die. You are a Jew yourself, Esther." And so Esther goes in and she knows that the thing of the Medes and the Persians is that once the king declares it, it's a law, it can't be unchanged. And then also, that if you go into the throne room with sadness, you can die. And if you go into the throne room uninvited, you can die. But if he reaches forth the golden scepter, you are allowed in. Let me tell you something tonight about that. We
are allowed in. There is a scepter that God has reached out to you and me when we come into His throne room. And it is the scepter of grace. And He reaches it out. And we can touch it. And we can say, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ for my life, for my sins. And I come boldly to the throne of grace because of Jesus, who has paid the price for me. We see that this man, he comes back to Jesus and he praises Him and he says, essentially, you're just going to have to be my priest. He falls at Jesus' feet and he's praising Him for all that He's done. I wonder tonight, are you praising Jesus for what He has done for you? Are you truly praising Jesus with all that you got for what He's done for you? This man, he was on his way and he come back. And everything that he's got, I mean, it ain't much. He's been a leper for a while. He ain't got much. But everything that he is, he lays down at the feet of Jesus. Maybe there's a lot of times that we get in a service and we sit down like a knot on a log. And Jesus is telling us to praise His name. But we're sitting back and we're not praising His name. Because maybe we're a little too embarrassed. Maybe we're a little too ashamed. Maybe so-and-so might get angry. Maybe so-and-so might get mad. But I tell you what, this man didn't care about all the others in that city. He didn't care about the other nine that kept on going. He didn't care what kind of embarrassment come his way. He come back to the feet of Jesus, praising His name. And that is what we, as children of God, are supposed to do. We're supposed to be coming to the throne. We're supposed to be coming to His feet and praising Him for what He's done. You may say, preacher, I ain't got much that Jesus has done for me. Well, let's just start here today. Are you alive? That's something to praise Him for. Are you sick this morning? Are you sick this evening? Probably not. You're here. At least if you are sick, I hope you're wearing a mask. That's something to praise Him for. You're not sick right now. Can you walk? That's something to praise Him for. Is your children healthy? That's something to praise Him for. Do you have a good job? That's something to praise Him for. We've got countless and countless things that Jesus has done for us that we can praise Him for. And this man has come back to praise Jesus for what He has done. He's praising Jesus. And today, we can praise Jesus here. We can come and we can praise Jesus in His house. We can praise Jesus every day in our lives. But there's coming a day that one of these days, when Jesus either steps out on the clouds and we which are alive and remain shall be called forth to go just like them into heaven, we'll be called up to go with them. Or maybe we go through the keyhole of death. But one day, if you're saved, you will get to see Jesus face to face. Pastor preached this morning about look for me at Jesus' feet. About all the crowns that will be in heaven, the five crowns. And how they will be casting at Jesus' feet these crowns. There will be some that don't get crowns. There will be some that get tons of crowns. And they'll be casting them at Jesus' feet. And I'm telling you, one of these days, we're going to get the opportunity to get to see Jesus face to face. And I don't know if I'm really going to get the opportunity to look at His face for long. Because I'm probably just going to drop straight to my knees and start thanking Him for what He's done for me. About how I get to go to a place called heaven. About how I don't have to go to a place called hell. About how I get to see my loved ones once again. About how He's paid the ultimate price just for me. Why me, a wretched sinner, lost and undone. And He gave it all just for me. And He gave it all just for you. And one of these days we're going to get to look at Him face to face and thank Him for what He has done. If you would please stand to your feet, Seth, if you would come. I'm thankful this evening that Jesus, He came to where I was and He saved me. I'm thankful that when I had a disease of sin, that He healed me of that sin. I'm thankful And I just want to take some time and linger at Jesus' feet, just like this man did. And just to get to say, Jesus, I thank you. Jesus, I thank you for saving me. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father God, Lord Father, I thank you, God, for all that you've done. God, I'm so unworthy, God, Lord, that you would save me. But God, oh, I'm so thankful, Father, that you came to where I was. God, I'm thankful, God, for the family that you gave me. God, I'm thankful for the life that you gave me. God, I thank you, God, that things aren't as bad as they could be. God, I thank you for all, God, that you have done for me. God, there's so many things that you've done. God, I thank you. Father, I thank you that I get to see you one of these days in heaven. And I can praise you face to face for all eternity. Father, I pray, God, that you'd help us, Father. God, just to remember what you've done for us. And God, to be thankful in all things. And God, we give you thanks. God, we give you praise. In the name of Jesus, amen.